Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back, Rick, and we've got with us on the line Dr. Christian Trierweiler, who is a veterinarian with the Clinton Veterinary Service in St. John's. Welcome to the show, Dr. Trierweiler.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Doctor, the reason why we chose to have you on this particular show is that we noticed that your practice specializes in large animals, not necessarily in the more domestic dog and cats. Can you explain that about your practice?
Yep, our practice is a primarily ambulatory practice. So there's five veterinarians in our practice. We all have a truck, and we do most of our visits on the farm. We do have facilities for Holland, but we see horses, cattle, llamas, alpacas, sheep, goats, pigs, pretty much anything that's on the farm we will take a look at. We tend to not see any cats and dogs and tend to stick with the livestock.
Interesting. And when it comes to the alpacas and the llamas, what are some of the health considerations that you sometimes run into with those animals?
Some of the more common problems that we get called out to see these animals for include dental problems. They can have tooth root abscesses or overgrown teeth that need to be filed down. Skin problems. If their nutrition isn't adequate, they can often have skin problems. And so we're called out to examine and diagnose those issues. And then we're also called out to do just general health exams on them for people who are showing them. They need to have health exams done on them before they leave the state, vaccines. And we also do toenail trimmings on some of the animals if the owners aren't familiar on how to do that themselves. And occasionally we're called out to see one that is sick. And one of the more common illnesses is meningeal worm infections, which can cause an animal to not be able to get up.
And is that treatable?
It is treatable. The prognosis, though, definitely varies depending on how affected the animal is. It's a parasite that gets into their spinal cord and migrates, and whether it causes just the animal to not be very balanced or actually be recumbent or not able to get up. If the animal's not able to get up, it has a worse prognosis in recovery compared to an animal that just might be a little unable to stand very well.
Now, with the alpacas and llamas from South America, is that part of the problem that we have with this particular worm? Is it not kind of in check, if you will?
Well, the worm is actually it's originally found in white-tailed deer, and in the white-tailed deer, the nematode, as it is, it lives in the brain of the white-tailed deer but causes no clinical signs. Mm-hmm. When the worms are passed in, or when the eggs are passed in the feces of the white-tailed deer, they're ingested by snails and slugs. Mm-hmm. And those snails and slugs, when they're on pasture, animals can ingest them. And when they get into animals that they're not made to be, or it's called like a foreign host, they can migrate anywhere they want to in their body. And unfortunately, if they migrate to a spinal cord or the brain, they can cause some severe neurologic signs.
So there's probably some suggestions you can give if somebody's thinking about getting into alpacas or llamas, probably some suggestions ahead of time as far as how to care and keep and prevent some of these problems from ever happening.
Yeah, in terms of their general health care, I usually recommend people actually go to visit other farms. Most of the farms that our clients are very willing to have guests come in and just see how the daily husbandry is upkept, what type of fencing is usually recommended for these guys, and housing. And then I usually recommend, too, that once they do get the animals, they set up an appointment with a vet to just have them come in and have a general health inspection done, take a look at the animal and the facilities and see if there's any suggestions that can be made at that time, instead of waiting until one of the animals is sick or hurt.
Then
in terms of the meningeal worm, there is preventative measures with dewormers that you can do to help prevent the infection.
Doctor, in terms of the different hair that the animals have, is health an issue in terms of just how good the fabric or the fur is on these animals?
Well, on the llamas and alpacas, they refer to it as actually a fiber. And so you have different fiber with the llamas and alpacas, and then the alpacas have two different types. There's the Suris and the Wakayas that each have different types of fiber that kind of result in a different product when it's spun. But in terms of the general upkeep of these, the most important thing is just keeping them from getting being out in the elements for too long, out in the, you know, the cold and the rain and stuff like that. And then just keeping an eye on the fiber itself. And if you start to notice areas of hair loss, you know, itching and scratching, to call your veterinarian.
Well, if you've got a large animal, it sounds like we've got the vet for you. Thank you so much, Dr. Christian Trierweiler, who's been on with us from the Clinton Veterinary Service. Thank you for coming on the show.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue our conversation this week with an interesting discussion about alpacas right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
The baby.